Men of Israel, listen to this. Joseph of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs. Miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know. This man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death. Because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. David said about him, of light. You will fill me with joy in your presence. Fill me with joy in your presence. Brothers, I can tell you confidently, the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day. His tomb is here to this day. But he was a prophet and knew that God had promised him a note that he would place one of his descendants on his throne, seeing what was ahead. He spoke of the resurrection and the Christ, that he was not abandoned to the grave, nor did his body see decay. God has raised his Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of the fact. We are all witnesses of the fact.
Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit, and has poured out what you now see and hear. For David did not ascend to heaven, and yet he said,
the Lord said, come, my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. A footstool for your feet. Therefore let all Israel be assured of this: God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Both Lord and Christ.